Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Chicago area bracing for severe weather that will make for a messy commute, and we get the update on what's coming from AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson.
Jim, snow is on the way. It continues to advance steadily in for the west and up for the south, and will be advancing across Chicagoland here over the next 1 to 2 hours. And again, it will not take long for roads to become slippery because it wastes little time. We've been tracking this afternoon. It has been going from nothing to moderate snow in short order. So conditions are likely to deteriorate pretty quickly here this evening as we head toward the evening rush hour. Now, with time, milder air will approach for the south. That will cause the snow to mix with sleet and freezing rain later this evening. Perhaps a changeover to plain rain late tonight, at least from Chicago on south. That changeover may never fully take place north of the city, therefore higher amounts of snow and sleet. We're looking for 1 to 3 inches for a good portion of Chicago, 3 to 6 inches over many of our northern suburbs. Slippery travel throughout the area. And in the wake of the storm will come windy, bitterly cold weather for later tomorrow through Sunday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.
Your County Board President Tony Brackwinkle fears that the new recreational pot industry in the state is going to leave most minority business people behind, despite assurances from state officials.
Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle acknowledges there are now equity programs funded by revenue from cannabis legalization, but she says she is not convinced that African American and Latino entrepreneurs will be able to successfully compete with white dispensary owners who were given a head start under the new state law.
Democracy is making sausage, and sometimes the legislation that emerges from that sausage making process isn't ideal. I continue to be concerned about the equity aspect of ownership, distribution, and retail.
Tony Preckwinkle is the guest on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear her thoughts on a range of topics Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The city of Aurora is planning a memorial service for a fallen soldier.
21-year-old U.S. Army PFC Miguel Villalone attended Waldo Middle School and East Aurora High. He was one of two soldiers killed in Afghanistan last week when their vehicle was struck by an IED. Villalone will be laid to rest in his family's hometown of Brownsville, Texas next weekend. While details of Aurora's community-wide vigil have yet to be announced, a funeral for Hazelcrest native Henry Mayfield Jr. is scheduled for Saturday morning at House of Hope Church in Chicago. The 23-year-old was killed in a military base attack in Kenya. Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We're learning more about what happened right before a pickup truck slammed into a Starbucks in the northwest suburbs.
Police in far northwest suburban McHenry say the driver of a pickup truck who plowed into a Starbucks yesterday suffered a medical emergency while behind the wheel. Happened just after 4:30 in the afternoon at the Starbucks in the 4300 block of West Elm. Brandon Chappells watched it happen.
I saw the truck, pickup truck, going about 50 miles per hour going from Taco Bell down here. He hit the speed limit sign and basically jumped up into the Starbucks
building. Five people were hurt, including one person who was pinned under the vehicle. The driver is a 53-year-old man from Lakemore. He will not be cited or charged, and inspectors are assessing damage to the building. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Police Board has added two more names to the list of those who want to be the next police superintendent.
11 of the applicants are CPD members or have been. 21 are men, 4 are women, 13 are white, 11 black, and 1 Latino. The number is significantly smaller than the 39 who applied the last time the job was open, when Gary McCarthy was fired in the wake of the Laquan McDonald controversy, and then Mayor Rahm Emanuel bypassed the system, choosing Eddie Johnson, who did not apply. Mayor Lightfoot was the police board president then, and she has said she would choose from the three finalists that the police board will forward after it reviews applications and interviews candidates. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And new information about the former student who prompted today's lockdown situation at Steinmetz College Prep. Police said the man who entered the Northwest Side School was carrying a plastic container and fled before police arrived before returning to the school early this afternoon. He was caught after a foot chase and placed in custody for trespassing. Passing, police say he may have a mental issue.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.